नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम 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 नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
श्री शुक उवाच। Sri Shukadeva Goswami said, encouraged by the words of the sages, Indra killed Vritasura, and when he was killed, the sinful reaction for killing a Brahmana, Brahmahatya, certainly took shelter of Indra. Purport. After killing Vritasura, Indra could not surpass the Brahmahatya, the sinful reaction for killing a Brahmana. Formerly, he had killed one Brahmana, Vishwarupa, out of circumstantial anger. But this time, following the advice of the sages, he had killed another Brahmana purposely. Therefore, the sinful reaction was greater than before. Indra could not be relieved from the reaction simply by performing sacrifices for atonement. He had to undergo a severe series of sinful reactions. And when he was freed from such suffering, the Brahmanas allowed him to perform the horse sacrifice. The planned execution of sinful deeds on the strength of chanting the holy name of the Lord or undergoing prayaschitta, atonement, cannot give relief to anyone, even to Indra or Nahusha. Nahusha was officiating for Indra, while Indra, absent from heaven, was going here and there to gain release from the sinful reactions. So here we see the different, very clear difference being made between an accidental performance of sinful activities and purposeful. The very distinct is being made here. So previously, just Indra, due to his position and pride and power and desire, when there was a problem that came up by Vishwarupa offering sacrifices to his enemies, the demons, then out of anger he killed him. He saw here's an enemy, and then he just killed him. So this was sinful because he killed a qualified Brahmin. But then that he was able to distribute that sin amongst the land, the women, the earth, no, land, women, trees, and water. And he performed the sacrifice. So then from that he became freed from this sinful reaction. But now we see that the sages have said we'll do Ashwamedha Yajna. They quoted shlokas, how it destroys all sins, all these different things. They quoted so many nice things. And then Indra, who was reluctant, then he killed him. But now he, knowing that this person is very qualified, not only that, the other was a qualified Brahmin. He was a devotee. He was a very qualified devotee. So that's even worse. And on this, you know, that they'll do some prayaschit and it'll be cleared, then he performed this activity. So this is the seventh offense of the holy name, of committing sin on the strength of chanting the holy name. Because these prayaschittas, what is working actually is the Lord's name in it. There's some ritual you go through, so you say it happened. Just like if I say, okay, you chant Hare Krishna, you're free from all sins. You go Hare Krishna, okay, then what happened? Nothing. But then if we give you so many days, long things, standing in your head, sitting in cold water up to your neck in the winter, or, you know, in the middle of fire in summer with, you know, sun on the top and fire all around, or something painful, this, that, then we'll say, yes, something happened, yes. Because the body felt it. The mind was in anxiety. So then we say, yes, something happened. I feel purified. Right? But if we just say, due to faith, you take the Lord's name, then the faith not be there so much. So therefore, it's only for devotees, this process. So others who are not devotional, they have to have some system, because good and bad must be recognized. Because it's the first step to understanding spirit, material and transcendental. Material means not good. Spiritual means good. So whatever is in relation to the Lord is good. Whatever is not good. So the first step is within the material world to tell what is good and bad. So when it's good, naturally I'll get something for that. And when it's bad, there should be some reaction. Now, no one wants a reaction. So there must be something I can do to purify myself to get rid of that reaction. So this makes place. So don't actually have the faith in the name. But because the Vedic mantras are chanted, then the Lord's name is there. And that's actually what's doing the purification. It's not that by pouring some ghee through the air and it falls in fire that you're going to be purified. No, it's because the ritual, the name of the Lord, all these different things are the Lord. So you follow the Lord's remedy for what will happen to your body, you know, or the what will happen to the mind, that it will get rid of. Whatever reaction. It won't get rid of the desire for sinful activities. Like he's killed the Brahmin, the desire to kill Brahmin. Or the desire to have his position and have his sense of joy, that will not go away with any prayaschitta. So only by chanting the holy name will that go away. So here, then, he has deliberately killed the Brahmin, knowing that afterwards, I'll just do this prayaschitta. So it doesn't work. It doesn't work on the spiritual plane, it won't work on the material. They're the same. They're coming, the material is expanding from the spiritual. But the difference is the perverted aspect of us being the center rather than Krishna. And that creates the problem. So here, so he's feeling very bad. Everybody else is very happy. This is the interesting thing. They come to him to kill this demon. He says, I don't want to kill the demon. He's a devotee. They said, don't worry. We'll do this great sacrifice for you. And afterwards, you'll be relieved from all this sin. They quote shlokas that even you killed the whole universe, it doesn't matter. Right? But this does not mean knowing. This means unknowing. Just out of your, you know, like demon comes out and kills everything in sight, and then you preach to him, make him a devotee, then these things go away. It doesn't mean specifically. Then he kills the demon, and then everybody's very, very happy, and then they walk off and don't even talk to him. Why don't they talk to him? Because he's killed the Brahmin. Who wants to talk to a sinful guy who's killed the Brahmins? Right? So this is the heavenly cleanse. So if anybody is under any illusion that the material world is going to be a great place, people, that there's going to be this great community spirit and everyone's going to relate nicely, it doesn't work up there, it's definitely not going to work here. Like that. So this is what goes on in the universe. So they just dropped him like that. Then we see from here, in the purport, Prabhupada's mentioned that only after he's done all these severe austerities and purified himself, then they say, now we'll do the Ashwamedha sacrifice for you. Like this. So this is, you know, In other words, material, and one has to be very careful. The material and spiritual has to be balanced. Otherwise, on its own, it doesn't have the strength. So it can't purify. It means the ashrameda may purify the sin of having unknowingly committed sin. But it cannot knowingly, it doesn't have that power. It doesn't. Prayaschitta cannot do that. Even the holy name doesn't want to do that. He takes offense with this. That you are the name is the Lord. And the ritual of the prayaschitta is the Lord. So the Lord is not satisfied with this kind of behavior. Therefore, he was feeling very bad. So it says, certainly took shelter of him. So it's not that he's a devotee. He was a devotee. Now he's shown his good side. Before, he was showing his materialistic side in the previous chapters. But now we see he's showing his good side. Everybody else is happy, he's not. Why? Because he's still a devotee. So he actually understands. He was a very nice devotee. All this, they were even having some very nice Krishna conscious discussions, right, in the battlefield. But then all the sages and demigods are getting a little, you know, in anxiety, you know, what's going on here. These two enemies are coming and sitting down and talking about Krishna, what's going on here, you know. So then, you know, let's get down to the real business, you know, like that. Right? Krishna conscious is not the real business. Killing this demon, that's the real business. So then, out of duty, then they go on and they we see that Ritva Sura performed very well. And then Indra, having now got confidence in his thunderbolt, then he also performed quite well. But Vishnu says that Ritrasura, he won, and Indra lost. Because he went back to Godhead. And Indra now is sitting here. Everybody else has left him. He's left alone. The only one that is interested to come and be with him is sin personified. Right? It's the only one. This nice old lady with, you know, blood all over her cloth because she's, you know, coughing blood and like that. She's the only one that is happy to come and be with him. Right? That no one else, all the other nice, beautiful, wonderful demigods are not interested. So they've all left. So it certainly will come. Because when one commits sin on the strength of the holy name, that reaction will come. We can't say, well, I'm chanting Hare Krishna. No, because Krishna being displeased, then this comes. Because Krishna is pleased, therefore the strength of spiritual activity and the strength of that association with the Lord, his devotees, his name, that removes all whatever there is in the material world. All sinful reaction. Everything. But if it's done intentionally, then Krishna is not going to get involved with this. Because this is not spiritual. It has nothing to do with the endeavor for spiritual behavior. So it says you cannot give relief to anyone, not even Indra or Nahusha. So very qualified people. You know, Indra showed his devotional mood when afterwards that he was very, very feeling very bad about all these things. So that shows that even though he was a devotee, he had so much material desire, but still it shows that he's the most pious out of everybody there. Because he's the king of heaven, so that takes more piety than just being one of the other demigods. So they were just happy, okay, now we got our sense gratification. He was interested in the sense gratification, therefore he fought. But afterwards, then he realized, no, at the expense of killing a devotee, this can't happen. So then he was feeling bad. So he proved himself that of the devotees on the heavenly planets, therefore he is the most pious, most holy. Any questions on this?
I've heard in many classes that simple activity will slow down your devotional life, but offenses can stop it dead in its tracks. Mm. So, on this seventh offense, commit simple activity on the strength of chanting the holy name of the Lord. If one commits simple activities, but doesn't expect the chanting of Hare Krishna to counteract it, is that not then offensive? Is that non-offensive?
What is that? Is that non-offensive?
Non-offensive. And therefore, will your spiritual life proceed, although it will be slowly, at some speed, rather than if you think that by chanting Hare Krishna you can commit sinful activities and be resolved from the reaction, that would be much more offensive and therefore much more serious.
Means the least offensive is just the overwhelmed by the unplanned over being overwhelmed by the modes of nature. That's the least, has the least strength. Then planned, planned overwhelmed by the nature. That is, under the influence of the material nature, planning, that's worse. Because then some method is there. And then worse than that is that you plan and you expect the holy name is going to free you from this. That's the worst. So that will not, one will never be purified. It's very difficult. Because the problem comes is the purification is coming because of the remorse and the endeavor to try to free oneself from that by following the proper process, situating oneself properly in devotional service, or for the materialist following the path under the authority of, under the direction of authorities, the prayaschitta. So then that remorse is a very major part. So now if one plans and expects the holy name to take care of these things, then that mentality is very difficult to change. Because one is so absorbed in sense gratification, one is taking the Lord into the whole thing. See, it's the being under the influence of the modes of nature means we are taking Krishna's energy and trying to enjoy it. Like that. But when we plan, we'll perform that and become free so that we will not suffer the sinful reactions, we can continue to enjoy. That means now we're engaging the Lord in our sinful activities. So that becomes even worse. So this mentality is such a gross materialist that it's very dangerous. So even planning, but without considering that the Lord's going to do this, then that will be worse than just accidental. Definitely. But it's not, it doesn't come into the category of expecting or having that they're going to do. Now you also have the mentality is that you perform the sinful activity, but you don't have the faith that the holy name could purify you from it. So then you get it from both sides. Is that okay? The balance between material and spiritual is that we see that the material is Krishna's energy. But because of our habit of dealing with it, and seeing means what we see is material. We see material. We deal, the mind is material, intelligence is material. So everything in our consciousness also tends to be material. So that's all we've known. So we use all those consciousness, activities, mind, intelligence, the senses, then we'll engage the same material energy, but now we do it for Krishna. So this creates that balance, is that we see the material energy engaged in the Lord's service. This is devotional service. We try to enjoy it separately from Krishna. That is material. Engage in Krishna's service is spiritual. Then, because the whole point is we have to be able to be with Krishna's energy and not want to enjoy it. So we may say it was very difficult, the material energy, it's all enjoyment. That's only we call it enjoyment. Right? No one else from the spiritual world, they won't call this enjoyment. Right? It's just like we say here, you have a nice sweet shop, how many sweets, whatever you want, you can take. And then out here in the street here, we have some nice mud puddle here, and you can have some mud from there. Right? So now, we're thinking, oh great, yeah, I'll eat this mud here. So the material nature is Krishna's energy. It's inferior. We're used to it. We're attached to it. So if we're not in the mood of being in the center of Krishna's energy and not wanting to enjoy it, how are we going to be in the center of Krishna's spiritual energy and not want to enjoy it? Because that's where we started. We were in the spiritual energy, then we wanted to enjoy that. So therefore, we're kicked out in the street. Right? So the principle of being working with the energy, but use it for Krishna, that is the principle. So if we can't do it here, we won't be able to do it there. That's why we must engage our senses and mind and intelligence and ego, how we're used to, but now in the Lord's service. Because we have a material body, like that, material, gross and subtle body. So we use that in Krishna's service. And if we can do that, then we'll get a spiritual body that we can use in Krishna's service. Does that make sense? Oh yeah, talents, yeah.
You tell us who is better situated, who is worse situated, someone who very strictly follows all the regular principles, but as a Vaishnava, or someone who hit the board, breaks all the principles, but he doesn't attend the Vaishnava. And tell us also what mentality we want to attend another Vaishnava.
So it's neither are good, neither are highly recommended or even recommended in the least by Acharya. Yeah. Well, basically, see, both have their good points and weak points. Is that the person who is performing very good sadhana, but then due to pride offends Vaishnavas, then the general tendency is one will fall down to a lower situation or a debauched situation, very common. Can not happen, but that's the natural tendency. Because you have to associate with somebody. And if you offend devotees, don't like devotees, then you're going to, Krishna will give you association with those who don't like devotees, which are non-devotees. And then non-devotees generally are very addicted to sinful activities. You know, unless you're a smart Brahmin or something like that, which is more rare. You know, then you go hang out with other smartas who don't like the Vaishnavas, but they're very strict and on their side. That's more rare like that. Ayers may have this problem, but generally most, you know, other people won't have that problem. So then the one leads to the other. And then if one is performing sinful activities, one is very careful not to offend who is there, one will give up sinful activities. Like that. One cannot remain on that platform. One cannot not offend devotees and not be progressing in spiritual life. One can't just be being sinful and being nice, because by doing that, one is progressing. So at some point, one is going to be at that junction where one has to give it up, or one will go down again. You know, like you have somebody who's not properly situated, they're, you know, a sinful person, but, you know, they meet devotees, and they, you know, they like them, they're pleasant people and all that, and slowly, slowly, they develop some affection for them. At some point, they're going to have to make a decision to properly take up these things, because in the beginning, they don't know, they're ignorant. And then after, they become knowledgeable by that association. So at some point, they must make the change. And the person who is properly situated that offends devotees, then they have to change that mentality also. They have to make this decision on whether they're going to give this up and remain Krishna conscious, or they're going to lose their position of good sadhana and everything like this. Or that sadhana will become more material. You know, it'll give them some other benefits. But it's both have their weaknesses. The person who's very sinful is kind to the devotees, then that kindness is their progress, but the difficulty is because of so much sinful activity, then there'll be so many impressions in the mind, it'll be difficult to give up. And because of the habit, also, once they take up seriously, there's always that habit to fall back. Because we're used to, it depends, one is well practiced. One has practiced sinful activities at all times of the day or night in all situations. So then, whenever these situations come up, one will always be tested with this. So there's many opportunities to make mistakes. If someone has good sadhana, then there's every chance there's less impressions on the mind. And they can control things better, but unless they get some very good association that can point out that what they've done is wrong, and they have the humility to accept it, then they'll be very much distracted. Right? I mean, very seriously distracted. Because sinful reactions are not as strong as offense. And sinful reactions are not as strong as devotional service. So then, someone who is performing sinful activities but does not offend devotees, this means they've come in contact and they're not offending. You know, they like devotees like that. That liking of devotees is devotional service, so it's stronger than their sinful activities. So they have a positive with a huge negative aspect. The other person is performing the sadhana, but that because of the offense against the devotee, that is very great. So unless they very quickly rectify that, then the being properly situated in offending devotees is actually more dangerous. Definitely more dangerous. Is that anything that could cover all your points? Or?
What mentality?
Different things. It'll all ultimately go back to ego. But in the example of one is very good sadhana and ease, and sometimes pride in the sadhana. That one is very good at it, he does better, he notices all the other senior people, their sadhana isn't as good as his, and then naturally, if the pride is there, then they think that I should be in a better position than everybody, or what I say everybody should listen to, or I said, you know, some way I should get some benefit because I have better sadhana. So you see that there has to be some material touch there. It's distinction, adoration, and profit. Something is there. It may not be in the gross, they're good at controlling that, but on the subtle it's there. So then, because of that, then they expect that there'll be some recognition or some facility, so whatever it may be. More gross or subtle, that will be there. And so then from that, they become frustrated because their mentality becomes material. Others comment on that. They get frustrated because they say, well, you're saying this is material. You guys don't come to Mangalarti, you know, always, or, you know, you're up late chanting your rounds, or I don't always see you reading, or, you know, you make mistakes and this and that. And so because of this, that's not proper devotional service. So then, what they're doing wrong, the others are doing wrong, is taken lightly. What I do wrong is taken so seriously. Though that I am performing my sadhana well, and that is devotional service. While the others are performing not so good devotional service. So they're not doing good devotional service plus making mistakes. I'm doing very nice devotional service, but making one small mistake here. So why is it that everyone's getting on my case? So then because of this, then they can start committing offense against devotees. Either in the positive, I'm doing so well, and be proud and commit offense to others who are not so well. Or if they don't appreciate something, why they're getting on my case. But it goes back to some material desire, generally. Or a lower level of that, because this is still sadhana, which is the higher level, but the lower realms of this, the expansions of this into the material is like morality or other things, that I'm very moral and all these, someone else is not. So therefore, I'm better. So because I'm better, then there must be some better situation. Because when we make this distinction, like this, between good and bad, but good and bad is between good and bad material, then good means result. Good result. Bad means bad result. So I am doing nice. I should be getting a good result. They're not doing nice. They should get a bad result. Why is it that they got the position, or they have the influence, or they got the facility, and I didn't? I'm doing much better than them. So then that can create also a problem, because we fall to the material designations rather than the spiritual. Otherwise, we'd see the other devotees doing devotional service. They're doing their best due to whatever previous habits they have. You know, they occasionally have difficulties in their service, but Krishna overlooks that. He sees their strong devotional service. So, but I am performing nice devotional service externally, but my mentality is wrong. So therefore, I am in a lower position. Then it keeps the humility. So even though one is doing so much better than the others, then, you know, or one is doing good, he is leisure. You think, so that's my condition, nature is to manage, so I'm just engaging it. So I'm very, you know, I was very previously very materially inspired, so I had to become the best of the managers. So in this lifetime, I become good, but it's because of my material desire. So therefore, even though I'm leading and telling others what to do, I'm actually in the lower position, because it's my conditioned nature that I'm engaging in Krishna service. Happens to be big, does big things, but that's just my conditioned nature. It's big. I don't get really the credit. Right? The material, the three modes have created my material ability to do big management. I simply had the desire. So, but having the desire for anything other than pleasing Krishna is useless. Therefore, my desire is useless. Even though I can do big service for Krishna, but the cause of this is my material desire. I was very materialistic. The others weren't so materialistic. Therefore, they're happy with satisfied with more simple positions or that. Then in this way, one can even see one's in a very leading position, you know, in management or preaching or anything, and that he is actually under servants. That my management, this is what I can offer to the others. You know, this is what I can do. Everyone's looking for big managers to work out all the big problems. I'll do that for the devotees. You know, I have that ability, I do that. So the humility should be there. If we're seeing properly the devotional process, but we think the sadhana, because I did the sadhana, therefore I get the spiritual reaction, and that means it's karma mimamsa. I perform the service, I get the result. No, I perform the service. If Guru and Krishna and the Vaishnavas are pleased, they may bless me with advancement. It's not because I did my 16 rounds every day, this day in and day out, therefore I deserve this. Means, of course, Krishna is pleased with that steadiness, but he's not pleased with the mentality. Therefore, you may not see the fruit. Like the gopis, they were very proud that they knew the philosophy. So they know that serving Vishnu is the best. Of service to Vishnu, serving Krishna is the best. Of serving Krishna and Vrindavan is the best. Of that, then the gopis are the best. And of that, then the young gopis are the best. And then the rasa dance is the best. And so there they are. So they're the best. And so Krishna left. Even though they are the best, but he doesn't like the mentality. Because he's the best, but he's the son of Maharaj Nanda, and carries the shoes on his head, and does what Mother Yashoda says, and, you know, and all these different things. So he's the best, but he doesn't let that interfere in the rasa. So the devotees also shouldn't. They're the best, they also shouldn't let it interfere. That. So in that way, then the mentality is, you know. And the other one, then, not creating, means we have some faith in Vaishnavas. We have faith that devotees are something special. We may not be special, but they are special. But because we have that faith, we will become special by that association, by faith. So the combination of that has to be seen. Because otherwise, one means, yeah, that's... The mentality is the most important. Like that. Because externals you can change. You know? Or even you're doing good, they can go wrong. Like, just so many situations, we're doing something right, but it just doesn't work out. We're trying to do something nice, it just doesn't work. Like that. But the mentality is what Krishna sees. that. You endeavor with good intention. And then that's, is that answer?
In previous class you said whatever you want, if you do good things, it's Krishna assumption or Krishna's doing his thing. Whatever bad things they come, who is doing? And then why?
Who's doing?
Yeah.
Means good and bad are the same process. We desire good or bad. Krishna sanctions that good or bad, and the material nature makes it happen. So the material nature is the doer. The soul actually is not the doer, because they only desire. And Krishna is not the doer, he just sanctions. The material modes, they actually do. But the living entity that wants the result, that thinks they are the doer, therefore the reactions go to them because they think it's theirs. You know, oh, it's yours? Okay.
Why so qualified brahmanas, they just bring Vritasura to kill Krishna Indra. And then in the same way also he has to bring qualified brahmanas, Vritasura in touch, and then in this way he being just out from the Krishna's sanction, something like that.
No, the whole thing is working under Krishna's sanction.
Then who is why Vritasura he come, and who is Vritasura? Why with what type of mentality they come
who,
and drink?
Who is Vritasura? All this is coming up in the next chapter. The next chapter is who is this Vritasura? I mean, why? Because after all this, then all this is explained, then Parikshit Maharaj wants to know, why is it that this demon is such a great devotee? Because right? We just see him come out of the fire as a demon. So that is the, many chapters after this. The next few hundred pages will then be why Vritasura is a being. Okay? So anything? Prajurai Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Prabhupada ki jai, 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 j